Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
I hope you enjoyed this little bonus clip we put together. During an interview last week with TJ Ralph and, of course, Captain Norm, we just couldn't help ourselves. We had to put our two cents in about the viral video that went on last week with the captain just yelling at the clients. And please excuse the audio for this episode. It simply isn't up to par, but we're using some new equipment and we will get it worked out. I hope you enjoy this episode of the Real Guy Podcast.
Clear the airways. The Lunker Dog is on the air.
Are you ready? This is the Real Guy Podcast.
Did you guys hear about the two conks thing this week?
The two conks thing? Yeah. Like who hasn't heard about it?
It's all over Facebook.
Who hasn't? That might be as viral as anything that we'll see in our business all year long.
Right. Now that type of thing happens on charter boats.
Not like that.
That was maybe a little bit crazier than normal.
But a little.
Shit happens, but it just never quite goes viral.
That was like the Nagasaki. That was like the Hiroshima of charter boat trips.
All right, for the audience, if you don't know what happened, there's a charter service down in the Keys that has fucking boats.
They got 28 boats?
28, right?
It's a lot of boats, yeah. They run a lot of yellowfins. They got a bunch of other boats. I don't know how many it is, but it's a lot of boats.
So they got 28 boats. They got this huge marketing thing going on, and they're banging out all these trips. So it's like the Walmart of charter fishing.
Well, if you have 28 yellowfins, you have to book trips 300 plus days a year.
I've never seen an operation with 28 boats in it. To me, all right, now I don't know the guys at Two Conks or anything like that. But I'm like the opposite end of the spectrum. I'm into like super high quality.
He's got to have investors.
What do you mean?
He's got to have people that he conned into investing in that. I'm going to use the term con.
Well, I think it might not be a con. It might be something else.
Well, wait a minute.
Like the way people used to open up restaurants and bars all up and down the beach for certain reasons?
Let's just think about this for just a second, okay? Have you ever seen a charter boat that makes money? That's like a real money maker? Dude. And this guy's got 29 of those goddamn things?
Right.
What the hell?
That's my point exactly.
How much money are they losing?
And they have it in Key West. I don't know.
They're out of Marathon there.
Marathon?
Yeah. How much does one yellowfin cost? One of those boats cost?
Oh, they got to be $300,000.
Easy.
For the small ones.
Easy.
Now, you know this fucking guy?
I had the opportunity to meet him once before, and I had no problems personally with the owner. But my thought process on the whole thing was that, you know, I don't know how many boats he has, but we're going to go with 29.
All right. If he's got 29 boats at an average of $300,000 a piece, okay, just the investment alone. And this is probably on the light side because I think some of those boats are 42s. Okay. You're looking at $8.7 million in charter boats.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing.
But, you know, I think he's got a lot on his plate for sure because you're a captain, I'm a captain. We all do our own thing. And he's got to manage 29 of us.
$8.7 million 28 of us? Divided by 12. $100. Let's say it's $1,500 per trip. Okay.
They charge plus fuel.
All right. Well, but let's just say $1,500 average per trip. $8.7 million divided by 1,500 is 5,800 trips.
To break even.
Just to break even.
So,
and that's just the initial investment.
All right. So the video that went viral.
No way that makes
money. Cursing at the client with the kids on the boat and everything. It was
I mean, who knows the whole thing? It was pretty harsh, the whole little video. But that's the shit that goes viral.
That guy was Quint's son.
So you're 30 years old. Have you ever cursed at a client?
No.
Never. In any way.
I'm pretty mellow as far as my manner and when addressing people.
Yeah, right. We got to talk about that.
You'll get it. You got to earn it, you know.
No, don't. After about 1,000 trips, you'll start,
getting a little crusty.
I get frustrated.
What about you?
I don't curse at.
I've never yelled at a fishing customer.
Not
no,
what I asked. No. Did you ever curse at your clients?
No.
See, I curse at my fucking clients all the time. I'm not kidding you. All right, so
I can't remember doing it. I'm not saying that it hasn't happened, but I might have done it.
I've never cursed at my clients like you saw in that video. But I curse at my clients all the time. I had three guys out the other night, three Canadians. They didn't know shit from Shinola. Super nice family and everything, right? The guy gets a little tarpon, and he, like, pulls sideways and, like, starts to whine the opposite way. Yeah. And I turn around, and I go, you fucking kidding me? Right? So I cursed at the guy, which is a hell of a lot different than the Tukonks episode situation.
That was so...
100%.
That was so unhinged, though. That guy was so unhinged, okay? I mean, let me tell you what. When my client lost that big yellowfin last year, I got really, really super quiet because I'm not, you know, I grew up with screamers. Just about everybody that mentored me was a screamer. And so I'm kind of conscious about that because I think screaming at a client just kind of, they freeze up. So it really doesn't do me any good to yell at him. And, you know, after he woofed that fish by throwing the reel into freeze pool, there wasn't anything that I was going to tell that guy that he didn't already know. He knew he blew the fish of a lifetime, so screaming at him, it wasn't going to accomplish anything. It wasn't going to make him a better angler. It wasn't going to make the trip any better. Honestly, this dude in the Keys, he came unhinged in a special kind of, I think you should seriously seek help way.
No, he snapped.
Yeah, I mean, it's like borderline assault, like what you're doing on the boat. Like
he verbally accosted those people.
You don't talk to people like that.
Snapped is a good word for it.
No, because I've come close to snapping. There's times when I'm holding myself back from snapping.
Yeah.
And I'm not the only one. And if you go through a season of fishing, and it's not a coincidence that it happened in friggin' August. Or into July, the hottest, longest days of the year.
Absolutely.
After going through a full season of doing all this crap, the fucking guy snapped.
Right? Absolutely.
I understand it. I understand both sides of the argument. But what I don't understand is, why are both sides mad?
All right.
People that are for the captain, they're pissed. People that are for the clients, they're piss mad. Everybody's fucking mad all the time.
Yeah, well,
I think it's kind of funny. I thought it was kind of funny.
It's a little humorous.
Unfortunate, the kids were so young because now there's a line there where it fogs up some
of the
humor.
The kids weren't even the ones that caused the issue.
Well, now hold on. I'm not 100% sure of that because there's some stories floating around there, and there's all kinds of conjecture and everything else like that. But from what I saw and what does seem to jive is the captain's account that he had counseled those people not to go near that throttle or not to go in that area where the throttle is on more than one occasion. And by the third, and especially I think he said that he counseled the children especially, but then the kid's dad does it.
Yep.
Okay, and damn near throws him out of the boat. So for somebody to come unhinged like that, obviously that was not, and I'm not defending this guy, but I'm saying it makes sense that's why he snapped, because he had already been through
it a
few times
to it.
and it was building up. So that tells me that's why the guy snapped. That he snapped is way beyond excuse. There's no excuse for it.
The chances of a guy snapping in that type of system.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It's very likely and common. A guy snapping that runs his own business, has his own clientele list, that's been fishing with his customers, like in my scenario, and a lot of guys that have been doing it for a long time, 80% of the people that I fish with are repeat customers. You know who you have on the boat, so on and so forth. So the chances of me snapping on my clientele, even though there's times when I feel like I'm going to snap, probably not going to happen. You put me in the situation that that captain is in, whether it's two conks, Lady Pamela down here, or one of those systems where a guy has 10 boats, and his whole job is to manage captains and to keep the boats going, and then marketing. That's the situation where you're going to snap. And they 100%. Are snapping. This isn't the first time one of these captains has snapped. It's not going to be the last time. The guy's not a villain for it. Should he have got fired for it? That's totally up to two conks and the way they run their business. But in my opinion, which is the only one that counts in the Real Guy podcast, that's the Walmart of sport fishing. Shit that happens in Walmart is not happening at the boutique store down on Commercial Boulevard.
No, maybe not.
Because it's your livelihood on your boat.
So you're saying that's a volume. That's a function. That's a function of volume. That they just see so many people and they churn through so many trips that they become immune to, not immune, but they become callous.
It's like a bad fucking carnival ride. the line is too long to get in.
Yeah.
It's too expensive for what you get. And then when you're done, you're like, geez, do I really want to do that again?
Yeah, well, you know, listen, I mean, I tell you what bothers me more than anything else is that the way that this thing went viral, the way people are weighing in on it is ridiculous. Because you got some guy in Idaho that jumps on this thing, okay, and he says,
"Who's pissed, man?
Well, how come that captain wasn't wearing his shutoff lanyard?
Yeah, come on,
dumbass.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, you tell me that you don't know anything about what you're talking about without telling me that you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, comments from guys like that are guys that like failed when they couldn't get in the Coast Guard. You know, they wanted so bad to have their friggin', you know, be a coastie or whatever.
Yeah,
and they." And the guy's butt mad about it, and he's from Indiana. He's like a cat fisherman, but he's butt mad. Yeah. And he's like seriously has an opinion on whether or not this captain is right or wrong.
But it's the same problem you have on social media with anything.
All right.
This is just a fishing issue. You got the people that are either completely for the captain, or you got the people that are completely for the people that chartered them. Right. And there's no in between. There's nobody going, hey, hold on a second. Let's look at what caused this captain to lose his shit and what made these people feel that they needed to film it and make themselves feel better for what took place. Not saying that he was right, not saying that they were right. I wasn't there. I don't know.
This guy totally John McEnroe'd that whole charter. John McEnroe'd the piss out of that charter and charter fishing. Okay? Did anybody watch tennis before John McEnroe came along? No. But they watched it after he started yelling at all the refs. This guy is the John McEnroe of fishing charters, of charter fishing captains.
That would mean that people would accept him cursing at the clients, look for it again.
I think there's some that do.
Yeah, the people.
He's like Lorena Bobbitt now.
No, maybe.
He's not going to get a job.
Maybe part of Mark the Shark's clientele enjoyed it.
They pay for that. You get on that boat, you know what's
that
happening.
That dude should actually take that and roll with it.
He's a Pompano guy.
Okay.
He's a T-topper.
Is he?
Is he? Yeah,
is
he's up there.
All right. So there's an explanation right there in and of itself. But
wait, hold on. Who's a T-topper?
Mark Sharp.
Oh, so Mark the Shark's a T-topper.
He's rolling around up there.
Oh, yeah.
And Pompano with his kid. With his son, and they got the Mako.
Right.
And yeah, iguanas on the seawall.
That kid's awesome.
And I guarantee you, and we'll bring it up on a podcast. I'm going to do a podcast with Mark the Shark. But I guarantee you, Mark the Shark accepts the fact that Pompano is the T-top capital of the world.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not disputing it.
I would never speak for him, but you got to know.
Right.
He's got a nice T-top on that little Mako, too.
He's from Pompano.
Yeah. But we get way off the subject. Listen, I think this guy in the Keys, I think this should be his thing. And kind of like Mark the Shark, people are going to charter him for that experience.
To get yelled at?
Just to get yelled
at. It's like those diners you go to that intentionally have the bad service.
Exactly.
You don't finish your food, they put you in the corner with a dunce hat.
That's what Tukonks is now. To everybody that doesn't know anything, Tukonks is the Dick's Last Resort of charter fishing. Can we say that? Is that right?
Not only will we say it, we'll
come
name,
on.
We'll name this episode that.
But
these viral videos are trash.
Of course they're trash.
100% agree.
Okay.
And this podcast can be trash for the exact same reason.
But somebody can put up content, right, and like argue about, I don't know, the vaccine. And then somebody said, that's misinformation.
Yeah.
We talked about misinformation on the last podcast.
Yep.
So that viral video that went out on that captain cursing like that, that too is misinformation because you didn't get the backstory.
No, you didn't get the backstory.
Or the,
what happened 4 minutes before, 4 minutes after.
Right.
Hours.
Right.
You know, hours.
But you can play it out however you want, but everybody always posts, here's the incident when shit went bad. Yeah. I'm the victim. Look at the.
I think we're treating this fairly. You know. I got to be honest with you here. I think we're treating this fairly. I think there was reason for that guy to snap. I don't think it was right that he snapped. Okay, but I think they should own it instead of what they tried to do, which was, they tried. You know what Jack tried to do was he tried to walk the line.
Did he try to PR himself out of the situation?
He did, and he failed miserably with it. Okay, because at first he said, the captain definitely shouldn't have snapped, but the customer was wrong too. Wrong answer. He should have canned the guy. That's what I would have done. Okay, and I would have just chalked it up to.
So is that a first video he put out? Because by the time I went to actually look to see what a response was, it was, the whole story you just told, but he said he fired that guy.
That was the second video.
Okay.
So then he walked it back. Okay. So he flip-flopped on it. All right. And he walked it back and he said, this guy is no longer operating. These were his words.
Under the Tukonks. Yeah.
It was
very legally.
He was very political about his, very, sort of careful about his words.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this guy's no longer operating under the Tukonks brand. What does that mean?
That means he's not operating under the Tukonks brand. Duh.
Yeah, but sounds like there's something else going on.
He's coming to Fort Lauderdale and getting a maritime.
Let's talk about fishing Booker for a second. Do you do fishing Booker?
I do not.
Do you do fishing Booker?
Some.
I despise fishing Booker.
Yeah.
Why do I despise fishing Booker? Is because any jerk off can get a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And get trips tomorrow.
Yeah.
Fishing Booker.
It does. Not really, though.
Fishing Booker, the way the business is designed, is the guy with the highest bidder gets the trip. So if I'm competing directly against you, Norm, and we both charge the same exact amount, but I'm willing to give the fools at Fishing Booker 30% of my gig, and you're only willing to give 20%, I get the trip. You may be 10 times better than me. So who's getting screwed? The guy booking the trip.
Absolutely. Well, yes and no, and I'll tell you why. Fishing Booker is for, there's only two types of people that use Fishing Booker. Only two. One is the guy that doesn't know anybody and wants to find a trip, and they want like a one-stop shopping center. So in that way, it's kind of like the Amazon of charter fishing. And two is the guy who's hunting prices. All right, and he's looking for the cheapest possible fishing charter that he can find.
Right,
and the problem that I have with some of the guys that use Fishing Booker, and it's not all of them, a lot of very legitimate guys use Fishing Booker. The problem I have is the guys who are purposefully undercutting everybody else in town on Fishing Booker and giving Fishing Booker a huge commission to for them to pimp that boat and to book that trip. And what happens is that guy goes out and he gets a charter for, you know, $300 when the going rate might be $500 or more, okay? And he might get booked a lot on Fishing Booker, but he's not making any money. And really, at the end of the day, is he's devaluing the product as a whole.
He's a scumbag.
For everybody.
I have a problem with it.
Guys that use Fishing Booker need to check themselves. And my suggestion to you would be to develop your own clientele list, not use companies like Fishing Booker. What's your take on Fishing Booker?
I went and looked at it, and I saw how it worked, and I didn't even sign up.
Because why? Because it didn't. Well, because morally, it's not for you.
It's just I'm not going to commit giving a company more money so they put me at the top of the results.
Right. So it's an ethical thing for you.
Yeah, but they don't do that. See, that's the trick.
All right.
They don't do that unless you're booking a lot of trips, you're catching a lot of fish, you've got a lot of bookings. You've got to kind of be a top-tier guy to really get the trips, even if you're offering as much as 30%.
Right. All right. So,
but the other problem I've seen...
I don't get squat from them.
The other problem I've seen on there... No, they're not paying you. You're paying them.
Right.
Right.
But I don't get squat from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because somebody's willing because to pay
someone's
more
out,
than you.
Someone's outbidding you. That's what it is.
The guy that was carrying his grunts through Southport the other day.
Yeah.
He gets off his boat. His clients get off the boat. They got a bag of grunts. They're going to the fryer with the grunts. Okay? Homeboy is taking your business because he's a Fishing Booker.
Yeah, I got a problem with that.
You should have a problem with that.
No, right. And like,
so let me ask you another question. If you're going to snap like the guy did at Two Conks.
Was that a Fishing Booker trip?
Not close.
Ooh.
Same shit. When you market people that way, the chances of you snapping on a client that you get from Fishing Booker or you get from Two Conks, the probability of you snapping on a client like that's like 90% more.
Because you don't think he's ever going to come back.
Because the guy's fucking calling ads. He's looking for coupons to give the charter captain.
100%.
He's the guy that shows up and pays with a credit card.
Yep.
That kind of shit.
Yep.
And that's the other reason I stayed away from Fishing Booker. Because you got all these... They don't put your information on there directly, but if these people are smart enough and they can kind of see your company's name, they might try to go around it. And they're always looking for...
I get a lot of trips like that.
And they're trying to look for a deal. They're like, oh, what's the commission?
That's true.
Like, what are you paying? I'll do it for the same price. And it's like, no, that's not how this works, you know? And then you got the other guys that are, you know, on top of it, they're undercutting on the site. So they're going to run a four-hour offshore trip for $300 in a boat that's probably their dad's.
Right.
They're not paying for the bait. They're not paying for the fuel. They're going to put 300, you know, whatever after the commission. They're going to put $200 in their pocket, and they had no overhead. And it's like, you know, I'm paying for my own boat. I'm buying my bait. I'm doing the work. I got to clean my boat. It doesn't go on the lift, and somebody comes and cleans it and fuels it afterwards. And it's like, how do I compete with that?
You're going to get a better quality of client.
All right, listen to me.
Without booking that.
Listen to me, and then we're gonna put this in as a bonus clip. But listen to me when I tell you this, okay? The guys at Two Conks, the guys that like Lady Pamela, the guys at the jet ski rentals, the guys at the kayak rentals, the guys with the pontoon boat rentals.
The fleets.
They're all... Anyway, thanks for coming in. Thanks for the bonus clip and run that dog.
Talk about unhinged.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah. Be careful next time you go up to Pompano. Them jet skis are out there now.
Dude, but I was... For my whole life, I grew up, I was worried about the T-toppers in Pompano. Now you're telling me I got to worry about the jet ski people in Pompano?
Oh, worry about jet ski people everywhere.
I got rid of them down here.
Don't get me started.
I got rid of them down here at George English.
Oh, no, they pull up with the 40-foot boat trailer with 8 skis on, and they launch everybody off at the same time and then drive away.
Don't try that in my neighborhood. Just like that Aldine guy.
And they're driving.
Don't try to open
up. Don't try that in my town.
That's right. Don't open up that what do you call it, jet ski trash in my town, in my boat ramp. We put a stop to that.
And then they're driving down the intercoastal right on your bow, and they're spraying their pisser right into your...
By the way, there's a pontoon operation that went out of business in Fort Lauderdale. Now, how pathetic are you that you can't make it in Fort Lauderdale with a pontoon? It went out of business at the guy next to me.
Maybe the two conks will hire him. Anyway,
run that dog. For God's sakes, run that dog.